Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 12, the Adaptive Unconscious, part 2. The Adaptive Unconscious matches the inner and outer pictures, and it makes sure that whenever there's a difference, it goes to work trying to resolve them by changing one of the two pictures. This is what happens when we set goals. And we set a picture that's different from our current picture, but we keep our attention on it. It helps the inner picture change. So we talked about how it matches pictures in one way, how it can kind of match what's happening out there in reality. It also matches what you believe to be true. For example, what's true about yourself? I told you the other day about how when I was 12 years old, my parents told me you can't make money doing what you love. I uncritically accepted that, and I had no idea that that picture inwardly was operating, and it was affecting how I was making my choices. Once I was able to get that picture out of my subconscious repository, my outer world changed. I was now starting to get work that I loved doing and getting well paid for it. So the adaptive unconscious, this sensor, actually regulated my behavior. And this is one of the interesting things about it. It regulates your perception of what's true about yourself and what you believe is in the world. Remember Paris in the spring? Paris in the spring within the triangle. You saw that there was just Paris in the spring, and your mind kind of blanked out the second the. It didn't expect it, and so it automatically adjusted what you were seeing to match your expectation. And it may have taken a little effort for you, or to have it pointed out to you, for you to actually see what was actually there. Think back to the F's that you were expected to find in that sentence, where there were 7 F's, but initially you only saw 2 or 3, maybe 4. And it wasn't until it was pointed out to you. For a lot of people, they don't see all 7 F's. They don't see the F in of, because the brain was scanning it out. In other words, your brain was creating a blind spot. And this is the thing about the adaptive unconscious. When you believe something to be true, you don't even know that the adaptive unconscious is working. Its job is to be automatic. It automatically will resolve pictures. Once long ago, when I was managing a convenience store, I got to a point where I was believing that there was an employee who was stealing. We knew somebody was, and I thought it was this one employee. And so I began to actually see and project behaviors on that person that were shifty. It was almost as if things were out to confirm what I believed to be true. Later on, I realized she wasn't the one stealing. But because I had that belief and I was certain of it, it began to shape what I was perceiving. It was filtering the perceptions that I had. This is why it's very important to be aware of how you judge people and what kind of pictures you hold of other people. Because if you know that a certain political figure or a certain religious figure or certain kinds of people are absolutely bad or evil, if that gets into your subconscious, you're going to begin to screen out anything that supports the opposite view. If you know that a person has no sincerity whatsoever, even when they do, you won't see it. Your adaptive unconscious screens it out, because its job is to help the inner and outer pictures match. It's helping you perceive, quote, the truth or reality as it's supposed to be, even if it's not true. Remember, the subconscious repository doesn't store things based on whether they're really true or not. The subconscious repository stores anything that's repeated or habitual. So if you repeatedly believe somebody is absolutely dishonest, it gets stored, and you will begin to perceive everything supporting your picture. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.